What's up, K-State Nation? We are hitting the lakes, or the river, or whatever you want to call it, here in the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Your host, Eddie Greer here. Another edition, if you want to say, the daily slash postcast, rolling. And we haven't talked about rolling since late in last fall, kind of in the 2022 season. But K-State rolling team, the women's rolling team, I should say, kicked off their season down near in Oklahoma, I believe. Yeah, in Oklahoma, I want to say that as well as the K-State women's rowing team wrapped up a successful weekend of competition with two sets of races on Saturday and Sunday at the Chicopee Boathouse there. The team then, of course, scrimmaged Oklahoma yesterday. I'm recording this here on Monday, the 6th of March, 2023, here as rowing got kicked. Got it all started off with competition against Central Oklahoma, OU, and Tulsa. Then at Chesapeake Boathouse. Man, it's been a long day. And then, of course, the scrimmage yesterday against Oklahoma. And then we have a quote here from Pat Sweeney, the head coach, for those you don't know, of K-State Women's Rowing. Quote, this weekend was a good learning experience for our young team. It was the first time on the water since our winter camp. And we raced against strong programs who have been consistent in the water time, as Coach Sweeney went on to say. And then, quote, the team competed well on Saturday in the 2K races there, end quote, there as well. Saturday, this past Saturday, was highlighted by three first-place finishes by the K-State women's rowing team, and then, of course, followed up by two second-place finishes across all events. The Wildcats had also five third-place finishes in this little trio event over the weekend down there in Oklahoma there. The first varsity 4+ consists of Caitlin Hickey, a senior, Nava Rohini, sophomore, junior Jaden Greason, and sophomores Haley Fee and Emily Stark. They won their races in the morning and p.m. sessions with times of 7 minutes and 40 seconds, and then later on in the p.m. session, 7 minutes and 54 seconds there as well. And then Caitlin Hinkey spoke afterwards. Quote, I am excited for this upcoming season to see what this boat and the team as a whole has in store for us, said Caitlin Hinkey. Quote, and then Mook goes on to say here, she said, we have, quote, we have worked incredibly hard over the winter months, and I am ready to see how we can improve our rowing and more water time in each of our boats. The one varsity 4+ has been a solid group, and now we have building blocks to work on. Like I said, always say here on the podcast, shout out Hickey for that. Have been a solid group, and now we have building blocks to work on from. Overall, a great weekend to see where we stand. Now it's time to go to work, end quote, there as well. Moving on here, a jam-packed rowing session here. The second varsity 4+ secured the teams that had the third place finishes of the day during the afternoon session of racing with a time of 8 minutes and 6 seconds. The lineup consists of Coxswain, freshman, Kirsten Schmaltz, junior Lindsay DeVerge, and Alyssa Buettner, and sophomores Kendra Hyman and Katie Wood. The boat came in second during the morning session there of the races. They came in a time of almost a sub 8 minutes there, 7 minutes and 58 seconds there. As well, moving forward here to the Novus 8+, consists of freshman Coxswain, Kenny Lloyd, Mackenzie Storm, Kayla Trobe, and then you have also Zoe Wharton, Emma Johnson, Ava Werner, juniors McKenna Johnson, and freshmen Tatum Alexander and Ellie Irwin. They finished off the day with a second place finish in that first set of races there, with a third place finish and then a second. Times were respectively 7:33 and then a 7 minute 51 pace there in the p.m. session there as well. Also, the varsity 8+ team, again, sophomore Paige Fox, senior Madison Jensen, sophomores Jordan Gerken, Rachel Harmon, Madison Kohler, Madeline Barrett, Simone Simmons, juniors Isla Schaefer, and Patricia Hokinson, came in time in the a.m. session 7:18. Again, in the afternoon session of 7 minutes and 23 seconds, respectively, there as well. Though that squad came in third, and respectively, both in the morning and sophomore sessions. I know there's a handful here on this edition of a postcast edition. Women's role in there, going against Central Oklahoma, Tulsa, NOU, and then the backup team, the second varsity 8+, again, consists of Coxwain Jr. Lauren Plum, sophomore Grayson McLean, freshman Sylvia Cunningham and Grace Hall, sophomores Anna Ryan, freshman Kay Packerbeer, sophomores Grace Hendrickson, and sophomore Jaden Brandt, junior Kaylee Klein-Schmidt. They both came in third. They all came in third with a time of 7 minutes and 19 seconds there. The PM lineup saw Plum, McLean, Klein-Smith, Hall, Ryan, Hendrickson, Cunningham, Brandt, Packerbeer. They finished third in the PM session. Man, was 7 minute 26 seconds finished right there. Let's see. Somebody spoke here. I'm trying to get this lady's first name here. There's a lot going on here as I am looking really quickly to see who it was there, but we're gonna skip that for right now there as well. So a lot to be proud of here for this little trio battle in the water at the Chesapeake Boathouse between Tulsa, Central Oklahoma, and OU there as well. And of course, we better say, yeah, the first varsity voter for K-State won that. The second varsity for K-State won that. And the first varsity 8, I believe K-State won that. Yeah, won that as well. So I'm double checking everything right there here. So look one more time at that last name. Dang it. there's a lot of ladies on this women's roster. I'm gonna have to back up later. Nope, Haley Fee. I'm gonna back up here real quick. I finally found her name, her quote, her first name there is Haley Fee. Also, I'm gonna gather up this quote here to wrap up this postcast here. Haley Fee spoke also to the media after the trio scrimmage there over the weekend down in Oklahoma. Quote, Sunday was a bit of a struggle with the wind and rough water conditions. We are a young team with less mileage as a unit, so I think more practice together will make us stronger for any race conditions, Haley Fee said afterwards there as well. The next, first, the kind of the bank on that. Yes, I don't watch a lot of rowing. I watched Olympic rowing and seeing how the USA team does it. And look, there's some strong competition. Obviously, when it comes to that type of stuff, especially in, competitive rowing, you know, I'm talking about men's and women's rowing, but you're going to deal with that. Definitely, you see that in Kansas as well. I can, even though I'm not a rower, obviously, but a runner, oh yeah, you deal with that type of stuff all the time. So definitely takes a lot of practice, and it's early in this thing. So definitely it's nice to see this women's rowing team. It's nice to talk about something else outside of what's been going on here. Obviously, we cover all things K-State again. Filling out the definition of all things K-State, whether it's women's basketball, women's golf, men's golf, tennis. You know the deal is on this podcast as well. Next competition for the K-State women's rowing team will be not next weekend, but not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend in Sarasota, California for the Hornet Invitational there. That's going to be the weekend of March 18th and 19th there as well. And, of course, I believe Pat Sweeney also thanked Oklahoma and Central Oklahoma for their welcoming hosting over the weekend as well. So definitely nice little, again, building blocks here moving forward for the K-State Women's Rowing Team, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. If you're listening to us for the very first time, welcome on board. Next thing you need to do, you love what you're hearing, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast there. And third thing, make sure you leave a rating, a star rating, and if you want to, a review. It definitely helps us out, continuing to get the word out about this podcast. We continue to get up there consistently, and I love to see that. But what doesn't help us is the one star or two star. We don't want to see that. We do not want to see that. I don't want to hear that from my friends who listen to this podcast, and I thank them as well for their support, obviously. But I'd also like not to hear that as well. I don't really pay attention to the stars, but I do. We love to appreciate. We do love to appreciate that from time to time. You rate us and review us. Definitely helps us out. Get this podcast out there to those, especially K-State Nation out there, who want to know more about what's going on outside of what's going on with men's basketball, football, and so forth there as well. That's going to wrap it up on a long-winded edition of the Women's Rowing Edition, the Pro Project Podcast, PPPD edition. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.